welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. You can visit Cortez Wealth Management anytime. Of course, the Stu Peters Show, powered by Cortez Wealth Management. Do business with a God-fearing, patriotic, independent fiduciary. Visit Cortez Wealth Management at CortezWM.com. The conversations continue to surround this injection being falsely referred to as a vaccine. Of course, you heard Ann Vandersteel talking about her opinion on why President Trump continues to tout these vaccines. It's a huge concern of mine, and we're going to continue to address that. More concerns are arising every minute. I'm getting inundated with emails from people at university medical centers and at clinics. In one case, a doctor was standing orders for all newly impregnated expecting mothers that will receive the inoculation. We're going to dig further into that. And of course, digging always is Dr. Jane Ruby. She joins us now. You have uncovered something. You have been paying attention to these Spanish researchers. We have talked about graphene oxide, but you are now here willing and ready to say that this is 100% proof that this is nothing but mass poisoning, mass murder, genocide.
Well, Stu, I'm not going to say that it's 100% proof, because even the researchers themselves are aware of their limitations. But let me say this. We now have the English translated version. It's been verified by a number of sources that it is the closest translation we can get. And I've read through it. I based my career on reading scientific papers, studies, interim analyses, things like this in pharmaceutical drug development. And I want to tell you that I'm very, very concerned, and everybody else better be concerned too. If these researchers follow through, and I believe they will, with another 100 vials, which I believe they already have completed. They just haven't put the entire report together. From their preliminary report, the group is called La Quinta Columna, the fifth column, and they are associated with the University of Almeria. But what they did was they got a Pfizer vial. They had someone in law enforcement who is willing to step forward and verify the chain of custody. It was a sealed vial with Pfizer markings on it with a lot number. I'm going to read to you. It had an expiration date of August of 2021. They followed the instructions to dilute it appropriately into 6 doses from that vial. And Stu, here's the shocking information. When they examined it, and you've already heard that they examined it under regular microscope and electron microscope, and they came up with those really ugly pictures of those bulbous pictures with the black mesh intertwined. Here's the ratio of what they found in those vials in each dose. Each dose, Stu, the RNA, there was RNA material in there. And it was at the amount of, and don't worry about the metrics, the measure units, because it's the ratio that's important. Out of each dose, there were 6 nanograms per UL of RNA. Do you know how much graphene oxide was in there? 747 nanograms. Do the math, my friends. That is a percentage of 99.99103%. It's virtually 99.99% graphene oxide. And let me share this with you. There's a study I want to call everyone's attention to, and I've given it to your producers, Stu. The title is called Toxicity of Graphene Family Nanoparticles, a General Review of Origins and Mechanisms. And in this article, and this is really, really of concern, It indicates, and I've given you a picture that's very complex looking, but it's actually a simplistic depiction of what happens when these graphene sheets that these investigators found in the Pfizer vial, when they get into your system and when they start to penetrate your cells, which they have a lipid nanoparticle that pushes them into your cells. You get oxidative stress. You know, you're always worried about taking your antioxidant pills. Well, this is the oxidative stress that you're taking it against and to protect yourself from. It destroys literally everything inside the cell. It explodes the mitochondria. It creates a situation where your body is on a 10 alarm, you know, fire truck, and inflammation, cytokines, chemokines, this incredibly violent, if you will, inflammatory storm comes in. And it has particular affinity for creating acute inflammation of the lungs, It creates an inflammatory storm in cardiac tissue and in brain tissue. Stu, this is going to tie directly to strokes, to the heart attacks, and we're giving this to pregnant mothers and babies. This is really something everybody's got to start paying attention to.
Okay, so I have a question. I'm just a lay guy over here. You're the expert. Graphene oxide, is it a poison?
It is most definitely a poison.
Okay, and these Spanish researchers have found that over 99% of the Pfizer vaccine is graphene oxide. Is that right?
That is correct. Stu, there's no other reason for this to be in here except to murder people.
Okay, so then and I'm not a lawyer, but I am going to cross-examine you a little bit here. Going back to my opening question, you're here to definitively say that this is mass poisoning, and you're saying, no, I can't say that it's proof. What is your hesitancy?
Great question. My hesitancy is just the general limitations. All good researchers list at the end of their analyses a list of limitations. These researchers are very, very professional. The limitations are they want to be able to show a tighter chain of custody. They claim that they have upwards of another 100 vials. And so hopefully they have the chain of custody for that. They are using like a spectroscopy kind of approach in these electron microscopes, which means they're differentiating using light with the way they know light behaves over graphene oxide in industrial publications. So they are going to run literally hundreds more tests on this particular vial to make sure they actually get a chemical analysis that is 100% graphene oxide. Right now, it looks like it. You've seen the pictures. I also provided those to you and your producers. You've seen those photos. You've got a three photo side by side that I provided. Those are different magnifications, and they're compared to verified graphene oxide in industrial publications. So we do have the pictures, but they want to go one step further, and they want to show us that these are chemically confirmed, depictions or reality. And so they're going to verify all of that. Stu, if this is true, and if the rest of the companies that are pushing these jabs, all four of the companies in the US are filled 99% with this toxic industrial chemical. I don't know what to say to you, but everybody better shut everything down right now. This is really dangerous.
It's horrific. I get chills listening to this. I don't know why the media is not picking any of this up. I mean, they're in on it. They want you dead. They're part of the murder plot. This is ridiculous. They want to push this into our kids. They want to put this graphene oxide directly into the... All right, let me ask you a question. Aside from premeditated murder, what might be another motivation for one to fill another person's body, their entire makeup, with this graphene oxide? What else does this stuff do other than poison and kill people?
The only other explanation I could come up with as a scientist myself is that this is a mass, uninformed, without consent, global experiment, because they've never been able to get this into humans on an experimental basis. No human subjects review board would ever approve a protocol with this stuff in it. They've done this study that I just showed you that was done in 2016, toxicity of graphene. It's been used extensively in animals, and they say it does relate to the amount that you put in there. But Stu, there's no other reason to have something that's comprising 99% of the injection to have this toxic material in it. If the ratio was reversed and it was 99% RNA, which would be way too much RNA, but the point is, and maybe 0.008% of the graphene oxide, you might say, well, maybe there's some therapeutic, but still it's never been used in humans, much less babies and pregnant women.
Yeah. Let's go back to the talking points of the media, because this is interesting also. I want to address this. So at the beginning of this thing, when they first rolled this thing out, when they first approved it for this emergency use, right? Or authorized it, I shouldn't say approved. That's disregard
Correct.
That. It's not approved.
Correct. Authorized.
When they authorized this for emergency use, the efficacy and all this other stuff was broadcast everywhere. Fake, false lies, complete lies. They said that this thing killed the coronavirus known as COVID-19, 98.6% success rate, whatever. How can they prove that? I mean, what was that, just a lie? Did they just make up an arbitrary number? Is that documented anywhere? I mean, does this thing really delete or combat the SARS-CoV-2 virus?
Stu, I'm going to go back to the beginning. The PCR test is a fraud perpetrated by Christian Drosten and Ulfert Lant. The coronavirus SARS-CoV-2 has never, it's never been isolated. Its protein sequences have never been demonstrated or validated. No one can prove to us that it ever really existed. Did something exist last year? Does something flying around now that's a flu and lots of different versions of the common cold? Yes, yes, and yes. But no one's ever proven or shown an isolate, verified an isolate of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. That's number one. And I want to add one more thing. These Spanish researchers in this group said that when you look at the different symptoms of SARS, whatever was the SARS-CoV-2 from last year, or a few residual cases now, they are all symptoms that would also be caused by excess graphene oxide in your body. The storm in the lungs, if you inhale, and by the way, they're preparing a preparation right now, these companies, of an inhalant version of this, quote, vaccine. And God help us, Stu, because it's more potent. It goes right into the lungs and it creates a pulmonary storm of pneumonia right away. And you're going to see, if they get this into emergency use authorization, you're going to start seeing respiratory flash pneumonias and rapid deaths.
And nobody will associate it or tie it to this vaccine. Nobody in the mainstream media, nobody on the liberal left, nobody will acknowledge, oh my goodness, look at this. Look at this influx of respiratory. It's sick. It's totally wrong. You said that there was no board. I forget what it was that you said that would have authorized this if this was widely broadcast as graphene oxide. What was it that you said? Nobody would have done what?
Since the Nuremberg trials, you cannot experiment on human beings, regardless of the drug, the
That's
disease.
That's what it was, yes.
You cannot do it without the approval of a human subjects review board.
Okay,
that's an independent board that approves your protocol and your informed consent, which no one's ever seen a real informed consent for these jabs.
That's what I was going to ask you. So this independent review board, whoever they might be, they probably have no idea because they don't know what's in it because nobody does. Is it possible that Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, all these people who are sending out, you know, all these vials to all these pharmacies, which we have seen pharmacists showing up, these leaflets are blank, these inserts are blank, nobody knows what's in this thing, it's impossible to give proper informed consent because nobody knows what's in it, nobody knows what the potential side effects are because those things would all be listed right here and this page is left intentionally blank. Is it possible that nobody knows, other than the manufacturer, what is really inside this thing? And that the manufacturer was directed by the likes of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates as to exactly what formula to use to create this, as Dr. John McGreevy indicated, that these people are intentionally trying to kill you. They're trying to murder you. They have the technology and they have the recipe for disaster, and they are intentionally pushing this on the American people to thin the herd, to control the population, to make men sterile, to make women infertile.
Yep. There's also some information coming in, and we're going to see more and more of it, and we're going to talk about it, of the fact that when you get your body filled with enough graphene oxide, it does, it is, with the warmth of your body, and if it's oxygenated by, if it draws the oxygen into it, that it can be manipulated, and your body can be affected by the vibrations. I'm not an electrical expert, from the 5G network, which we haven't even seen completely set up and rolled out yet. And so there's a lot of concern around that. At that point, that will just be the residual people who haven't died from their lung or heart disease from this excess toxic chemical. So stay tuned.
I have hours of questions that I could ask you, but as you know how this TV radio
just
thing
wait.
Goes, we have to pay.
Don't
the,
take it. Just
yeah,
wait.
Just wait. Absolutely. You have coined the hashtag and it seems to be catching on. I hope people heed that advice. Dr. Jane Ruby, she's a 20-year international health economist and pharmaceutical researcher. You can find her, drjaneruby.com. By the way, if you have questions for her, or if you have tips or stories, if you want to be a whistleblower, you can trust Dr. Jane. You can reach her in her private and encrypted email, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Again, that's drjaneruby@protonmail.com. More of The Stu Peters Show continues right after this. Go nowhere. It just makes me so angry inside. And I'm a guy. I'm allowed to have those emotions. I'm pissed. I'm pissed off about this stuff. You can now step on the snakes that are trying to do all of this to you and to your kids by going to steponsocks.com. These socks give me a sense of satisfaction. That's why I wear them all the time. I'm not lying. I really do. I wear them all the time. My StepOnSocks.com have the names Fauci and Gates on the bottom, as well as Obama, Clinton, Biden, and Pelosi. These are the globalists that are trying to step all over our freedom, crush your individual liberties, tear the Constitution right apart, and force inoculate all of our kids with this graphene oxide stuff that Dr. Jane Ruby was talking about. No longer. Go to StepOnSocks.com right now and figuratively step on these snakes all day long. You can show all of your liberal friends, if you have any of those, your acquaintances, we'll just call them that. Maybe send them an anonymous care package, if I can get it out. Go to StepOnSocks.com right now. Find the legacy version that I'm wearing right now, or else the Trader Joe is also available, as well as Step On Fake News. Deanna Lorraine coming up next after you go to StepOnSocks.com.